The source scripture is from Matthew, chapter 6, verse 12, on pages 822, and then Luke 11, 4, on page 947 of your pew Bibles. And forgive us our debts, as we also have forgiven our debtors. For if you forgive others their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you do not forgive others, neither will your Father forgive your trespasses. And from Luke 11, 4, and forgive us our sins, for we ourselves forgive everyone indebted to us. And do not bring us to the time of trial. This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God.
Today we are continuing our sermon series on the Lord's Prayer. Lord, teach us how to pray, teach us to pray. And today I want for us to focus on this theme of forgiving under these words as and for. And when we pray this prayer, and also as we pray with this forgiving in mind along with that, what should we expect and what should we know? And also, after we looking into that, I'd like to share with you, how can we do this? I admit this, it's not easy. Is it easy? To forgive. And I hear so often people say it's really easy to talk about it, but actually doing it every day, at church, at home, at workplaces, even at shopping places, it's not easy. And what are the benefits of forgiving if we do? Well, what kind of spiritual blessings can we expect? And there are many wonderful reasons and blessings. That's why Christ told us, as you pray, forgive and forgive and pray. And here's another thing. Think with me. If we can find this kind of medicine or drug, then we may call it that's a wonder drug. Here's this thing. Studies have found that the act of this, like a medicine, can reap huge rewards for your health. Here comes the benefit. Lowering the risk of heart attack. Do you like that? Improving cholesterol level. I need that. And improving our sleep. Having good sleep will give us more energy and strength for next day. So we need that. And reducing pain. How about this blood pressure? I don't know why doctors, they always check the blood pressure and say, your blood pressure is too high. You need, why? And levels of anxiety. How about this thing? Depression and stress. Don't we need some kind of help and cure for those things in those areas? And also here comes this. Research points to an increase in the forgiveness-health connection as you age. What does that mean? Research points to an increase in the forgiveness-health connection as you age. What does that mean? Any idea? What could that mean? This is what I'm getting out of that. As we grow more mature, having more ages, due to our life experiences and also encounter with people, we have more things and situations and conflicts with our age that we accumulate bitterness, anger, resentment. Imagine that, childlike that they have just a little bit of, probably, mom, you didn't give me ice cream, something like that. But as we grow older, we have more encounters with different people and situation conflicts, and then over the ages, we accumulate more and more of anger, bitterness, and resentment, and this hatred and all that. Guess what? That's why as we grow more mature, we're having all those health problems. So going back, this is from Johns Hopkins Medicine website. Johns Hopkins Medicine website, what they are saying is, of course, studies have found that the act of what? Oh! The act of forgiveness has this great many direct health benefits for our physical body, but for our soul. So that's what we'll be looking into today. In Matthew 6, there Jesus says, "And forgive us our debts, as we also have forgiven our debtors. And do not bring us to the time of trial, but rescue us from the evil one." I wish that Jesus stopped right there and just say, "I want you guys to do that." And I wish that Jesus told us that, by the way, forgiving or not forgiving, letting go or not letting go, holding on to our resentment and grudge, and that's an optional thing. If you after think about it and pray about it, and if you want to do it, you do it. If it is convenient, do it. If it's not, it's okay for you not to do it. If Jesus said that, and then it'll be more easier and comfortable for us. But Jesus didn't stop there and says in 15:14, if you forgive others, their sins will be forgiven. If you do not, forget it. Neither will your heavenly Father forgive your sins. That's very strong, isn't it? That's very strong. Wish that there's some wiggle room. That we can make some excuse and kind of get out of there. But it's not there. And then Luke 11 there, Jesus says in Lucan version of the Lord's Prayer, "And forgive us our sins," it says, "for because we ourselves forgive," next word. He didn't say for some people where, for some of the wrongdoings and hurts, you can say, this much is it okay, but when you or someone did beyond that, I'm not going to forgive. There's no exception. It says everyone indebted to us, and do not bring us to the time of our trial. Through this is what I'm getting out of those two teachings that are tied by this two word, as and for. As, with that it says, forgive us our sins as we have already forgiven others who sin against us. By that, that action is past tense. That action, in other words, I have already done that forgiving thing as Christ taught me, and then saying that, "Lord, because I have done this as you taught me, I did this. So, Lord, I ask you, forgive my sins. And, Lord, I ask you, hear my prayers as well." Do you see the connection there? As I have done as you taught me, Lord, I'm asking you, forgive me. Lord, I'm asking you, hear my prayers. So, in Matthew 6, that's a past action that we already obeyed and done. In Luke, however, it is a present tense. In the Greek language, present tense has two meanings, now and I'm doing it. You get it? Now I'm doing it. Presently, I'm doing it, and now I'm actually doing it now. So what I'm saying is this, in Luke, when Jesus says, "For I forgive," that means as of now, as I pray, The Lord, through the Holy Spirit, shows me some of the faces of people I have a problem with. I don't know why, but the Lord does every day. It doesn't happen to you? Oh, you're a saint. Every time we pray, I pray, somehow Lord shows me, you need to let go of that person, that resentment, that anger, that hurt, you feel betrayed. Someone who flatters you in your presence, but behind you say bad things about you. You need to let go. You need to forgive. So the Lord shows that to me every day and every time I pray. So when Jesus says, "For I forgive those who sin against me," that means I do that now. As the Spirit shows me that person and that faces, I do it now. So with this, if I may, this is what Jesus is teaching us. Through this word as and for, as we pray, if our prayers want to be answered, if our relationship with God to be clear, without any obstruction there, any clog there, and then make sure that you have forgiven those who hurt you and offended you, and also if you remember that now, you then now, don't delay it, don't postpone it, do it now. And then on that basis, that's critical, there's no exception, there's no excuse, on that basis, God says, I'll forgive you, and on that basis, you can expect your prayers to be answered. I'm already, is time up? Let's have some decency. We claim ourselves as Christ followers. Let's have some decency in terms of who we are. We can't lie and deceive ourselves and Holy Spirit. While we are claiming that I'm a Christ follower, and I pray all the time, but I refuse to forgive. And some I expect that God forgives me and answers my prayer. Let's have some decency. We know better, it doesn't work that way. And of course, I'm speaking to myself as well. And this was really a wonderful lesson for me too. So with this, what I want to share with you is forgiving, practicing this is critical in terms of spiritual health and prayer to be answered. In the Gospel of Matthew 11, Mark 11, 24 and 25, Jesus, after teaching about prayer, have faith in God and you can move the mountains. Mountain moving with that wonderful power of prayer. And again, after that, Jesus isn't stuck there, okay? If you pray, this will happen, that happen, you'll be healed. Mountains be moved, your financial problems will disappear. All that, you know, wonderful promises about powerful prayer. And after it says, 25, whenever you stand praying, forgive. Because as we pray, the Spirit will show you some of the faces you have problem with. Some of the people who hurt you, offended you, wronged you, then you forgive, then your prayers will be answered. This is something like this. I'm kind of, today's theme is medicine. Refusing to forgive is allowing cholesterol or blood clot to block the artery. And you see, when that happens, this area, heart muscle, is dead. Supposed to be like this, not this dark colors. Spiritually speaking, our God loves us so much That's why it's not, this is not for those people who hurt you and me. This is for you and me. You hear that? This forgiving is not for the one who hurt you to save and redeem that person, maybe, but this is for your health, my health, for your spiritual health, so that your relationship and my relationship to God be healthy, so that our prayers be answered, so that we may live in God's love and healthy blessing, so that our heart be right with God. This is for us. If we refuse to let go and forgive and cancel, as Katie told us, erase that, then we are harming ourselves by building up things like this blood clot or cholesterol. Now here's another picture. Our artery should look like the right side. See that, the dark, this, right? This is healthy, this is normal, it's supposed to be this way. But spiritually speaking, if and by refusing to forgive and let go as Christ commanded us, and then what's going to happen to not that person who hurt you, but to you and me who are refusing to forgive, this is what's going to happen. Here, the portion of artery will be blocked. This area will die. And then, what's happened? What can happen then? Heart attack. Or if we let the blood clot go around into our brain, what do you call that? Aneurysm, stroke. Is this serious or what? If we refuse, here's the point, if we refuse to listen and forgive, this is what we do to ourselves, not to the other person. That's the point. That's why God, loving us so much, is telling us, my beloved children, forgive. It's not worth it. Forgive for your own sake and health. Forgive. Right. Christ commanded us to forgive others so that we be right with God and so that our prayers be answered, so that we be healthy. And here's the thing. I'm almost done, Craig. This is not easy. I don't know about you, I struggle with this every day. I don't know about you, I struggle with this every day. I want to say, my flesh want to say, Lord, I don't want to do that. Do you, Lord, you know what he did to me? What she did to me? That betrayal, the deception, that lie, infirmity said this and behind me. The way he was, she twisted my words, took it out of context, and then after that many hospital visits and praying, being with that person, this is what this person is doing to me. Lord, you know, my flesh screams, my flesh protests. I don't want to do it. Lord, you know, I don't want to do it. I don't think I can do this. No, 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 don't ask me. And my flesh says, I can't do this, Lord. No, no, I can't, I can't, I can't. Do you feel that way? You don't? If you feel just like me, here's the good news. The thing is, in fact, it never meant to be done by your own strength, your will, and your power. Is this forgiving meant to be done by the help of Jesus Christ? In United Methodism 389, God forgives my sin freely, freely, freely. Freely you have received, freely you've been redeemed. Therefore, in Jesus' name, I forgive. I can't do it. You can't do it. Let's get real. We can't do it. But as we rely on Jesus and His name and His power, we can do it. Therefore, this is what I want you to do it next time. As you pray, this is what happens. The Holy Spirit will show you some of those faces who hurt you, who wronged you. Holy Spirit will do, and then right then stop there. In Jesus' name, I forgive. Would you say that with me? In Jesus' name, I forgive. In Jesus' name, I forgive. If I wanted to talk to Todd, and I say, Todd, I want to talk to you. Could you come to my office? Then you say, sure. Then Todd will be there, then we talk. When we pray this Lord's Prayer, we already called and entered into the presence of God the Father. Our Father, then as Todd responded me, our loving God is right there with us. In that presence, we say this, Lord, in your name I forgive. In your name I let go. In your name I cancel. In your name, Lord, I erase that wrong doing. Right? Then I believe we can do this. Let's pray. As you pray, you'll remember in the Gospel of Matthew 18, after Jesus teaching about reconciling and praying, and he said this, there is one person who owed to his master 10,000 talents. I did a little bit of a calculation. That could be about $750 million, or it could be easily $1 billion or $1.2 billion in today's currency. What do you say? That's a lot. And then that same person, because he couldn't pay that debt, there's no way. So he begged, pleaded. The master forgave his sin. On his way to home, he met his fellow servant who owed him about 100 denarii. That's about probably $10,000. So what's the money worth in comparison to about $1 billion versus about $10,000? What do you call that? Nothing. However, that first servant who had been forgiven that huge, unbelievable amount of debt, he refused to forgive his fellow human being. That's me. That's us. So for your own health's sake, so that your prayers be answered, so that you be right with God, do this to yourself and forgive. Lord, strengthen us and help us that we do this in Jesus' name. Lord, we ask that you free us. Lord, bless us that we be right with you. Lord, bless us that we be healthy and give our joyful and happy ourselves to others. We ask this in Jesus' holy name. Amen. Would you open page hymnal 26? Let us follow the communion liturgy, page 26. Invitation. Ye that truly and earnestly repent of your sins and are in love and charity with your neighbors, and intend to lead a new life following the commandments of God and walking from henceforth in his holy ways, draw near with faith and take this holy sacrament to your comfort and make your humble confession to Almighty God. Together, Almighty God, Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, Maker of all things, Judge of all people, we acknowledge and bewail our manifold sins and wickedness, which we from time to time most grievously have committed, by thoughts, word, and deed, against thy divine majesty. We do earnestly repent, and are heartily sorry for these our misdoings. The remembrance of them is grievous unto us. Have mercy upon us. Have mercy upon us, most merciful Father. For thy Son, our Lord Jesus Christ's sake, forgive us all that is past, and grant that we may ever hereafter serve and please thee in newness of life, to the honor and glory of thy name, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Almighty God, our heavenly Father, who of thy great mercy has promised forgiveness of sins to all them that with hearty repentance and true faith turn to thee, have mercy upon us. Pardon and deliver us from all our sins. Conform and strengthen us in all goodness, and bring us to everlasting life, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Dear brothers and sisters, hear what comfortable words the scriptures say to all that truly turn to the Lord. Come to me, all who labor and are heavy laden, I'll give you rest. If anyone sins, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous, and he is the expiation for our sins, and not for ours only, but also for the sins of the whole world. Therefore, in the name of Jesus Christ, you are forgiven. In the name of Jesus Christ, you are forgiven. Glory to God. Amen. As forgiven children of God, would you stand and share the peace of Jesus Christ to one another?